From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Rescue workers continue to look for survivors in the debris following the collapse of a church roof in southern Nigeria, killing at least 60 people. Hundreds of people were in the Rainer's Bible Church, which was still under construction when the roof collapsed Saturday in the city of Oyo. Media reports say at least 60 people died in the incident, but local police say the casualties could not be confirmed and rescue operations are still ongoing. Several local officials were in attendance when the roof fell, including Odum Emmanuel, the governor of Akwa Ibom State, who escaped without injury.
It's not a good thing, and we are really, really devastated that this could happen. But at the same time, I pray that people should be calm and let's actually assess the situation. Let's see the casualties that we have, and then be rest assured on the part of government, we'll do everything possible to make sure that this will never happen again in this state.
One survivor told local media from his hospital bed that the roof fell about 30 minutes into the program. Turkey has declared a national day of mourning one day after two explosions in Istanbul killed at least 38 people and wounded many others. The blast rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday. Witnesses and authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match ended. Turkish Interior Minister Selahattin Solu said the explosions killed 38 people and wounded more than 150 others. He said 30 police officers were killed. This is VOA News. Egyptian officials say a blast at Cairo's main Coptic Christian cathedral Sunday has killed at least 20 people and wounded 35 others. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack at St. Mark's Cathedral in central Cairo. Egypt's official news agency said an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel close to St. Mark's outer wall. Copts make up about 10% of Egypt's population. A Syrian monitor and the Russian Defense Ministry say more than 60 Russian airstrikes have forced Islamic State fighters to pull out of the ancient central Syrian city of Palmyra Sunday, not long after the extremists fought their way into the city. The British-based monitor group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said fighting continues just outside the city. A Russian Defense Ministry statement said Russian warplanes conducted 64 airstrikes against positions, convoys, and advancing reserves of militants on the famed desert city that is on UNESCO's World Heritage List. Russia said it killed 300 militants who actively used car bombs with suicide bombers, armored vehicles, and rocket artillery. The ministry said 11 tanks and 31 vehicles were destroyed. Islamic State extremists fought their way into Palmyra Saturday after 2 days of intense fighting against government forces. A massive truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday morning, killing at least 16 people and wounding many others. The blast hit security forces and port workers. The commander of Mogadishu's police force told VOA Somali authorities are investigating whether the truck was driven by a suicide bomber or was parked there earlier. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group said a suicide bomber drove the vehicle into a security station outside the seaport. But witnesses and police said the truck bomb hit near the port's tax office as dozens of employees and laborers were lined up as they arrived for work. Mogadishu's seaport is run by Al Bayrak, a Turkish company that has a 20-year agreement with the Somali government to upgrade and manage the operations of the port. The U.S. Defense Secretary is in Iraq for a previously unannounced visit. Ash Carter arrives Sunday in Baghdad, where he's set to talk with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, U.S. and coalition commanders, and Iraqi leaders about plans to retake the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State. The recapture of Mosul is crucial to the Iraqis' hopes of restoring their sovereignty. Concerning Syria, Carter said Saturday in Bahrain, military personnel will be used to help drive IS militants from Raqqa. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.